Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to be looking at contact within the dressage scales of training. Now, when novice riders first try to get their horses on the bit, they often overuse the reins in an attempt to get their horses into an outline. Now, sadly, this often results in the riders fiddling with the reins, jiggling with the bit in the horse's mouth, and or swinging the horse's head from side to side. Now, some riders may also resort to using gadgets such as draw reins, bungees, and leverage bits for added mouth and poll pressure. Now, although these methods will encourage or force the horse to lower his head, none of them will create a correct and comfortable contact. So in this podcast episode, we're going to take a look at contact within the dressage scales of training. We're going to look at where does a correct contact come from. We're going to look at indicators of a good contact and how to go about establishing a correct contact with your horse. So with all of that to get through, let's get going. So first up, let's just recap the scales of training. So the scales are designed through systematic training to create an equine athlete who works in a perfect balance and makes the most of the movement that they naturally possess. Now, there are 6 scales in total. And although there is the odd occasion when one of those scales can be skipped over to work on improving another one, they're essentially meant to be approached in a set order. So you start with rhythm at scale 1, suppleness at scale 2, contact at scale 3, impulsion at scale 4, straightness at scale 5, and collection at scale 6. Now, the first 3 scales of rhythm, suppleness, and contact are also called the familiarization phase, the training phase, and possibly the phase of understanding and confidence. Basically, it's within those first 3 training scales when your horse is becoming familiar with carrying your weight as a rider on his back, and he is developing an understanding of your aids and how to work between them. But now let's take a look at contact within these scales. So contact is the 3rd training scale, and it's dependent on the previous scales of rhythm and suppleness being relatively well developed. Now, we have just done individual podcast episodes on the rhythm and on suppleness, so if you're not quite sure what those scales entail, please go and listen to those episodes first. Because none of these scales can be addressed in isolation from the others. They're all interlinked to some degree. However, there's no doubt that focusing on contact can only be effective once the horse has the rhythm and the suppleness in his body to be able to maintain a steady contact. So now that we've looked at contact within the dressage scales of training, let's move on to look at, well, what exactly is contact? Well, the FEI, who are the international governing body for equestrian sport, defines contact as the following. So they say that contact is the soft, steady connection between the rider's hand and the horse's mouth. The horse should go rhythmically forward from the rider's driving aids and seek contact with the rider's hand, thus going into the contact. The horse seeks the contact and the rider provides the contact. Now, within that definition, there are a few key points that we want to take out and we want to break down a little bit further. So the first point is where they state a soft, steady connection. So a correct connection is consistent and elastic. So only if the contact is still Can the horse respond to the lightest of rein aids? Now, a busy contact, where the rider is constantly fiddling with the reins, will make it very difficult for the horse to decipher the rider's aids due to too much background noise. So it's important that the contact is soft and steady. Now, the next point that we want to take from the definition is where it states that the horse should go rhythmically forward from the rider's driving aids to seek contact with the rider's hand. So basically, this is emphasizing that the contact is created by the horse moving forwards into the contact. So it's not created by the rider taking a tight hold of the horse's mouth or creating backwards pressure on the bit or downwards pressure on the pole. It comes from the horse moving into the contact. And lastly, the third point that we want to take from the FEI definition is that the horse seeks the contact and the rider provides the contact. So when the contact is established correctly, it is the horse that connects to the bit and to the rider's hands. So it's not the rider's hands forcing a contact on the horse. Okay, so that leads us nicely into the next part of this podcast, where we're going to answer the question of where does a correct contact come from? Because many people think that the contact starts in the rider's hands and finishes in the horse's mouth. And if they have the right hold on the reins, then the horse will accept this contact. However, that is incorrect. In fact, a correct contact actually starts in the horse's hind legs. So the contact is basically a part of an energy circle, and it should first flow from the horse's active hind legs. It should then go over the horse's supple and swinging back, which is where that longitudinal suppleness is very important. The energy should then arrive in the mouth as the horse seeks the bit. The energy then travels along the reins to the rider's hands, through the rider's supple body and seat, into the rider's driving aids, and then it goes back into the activity of the horse's hind legs. And that cycle continues around and around, from the horse's hind legs, over the back, to the contact, through the reins, through the rider's hands, seat and legs, and back into the activity of the horse's hind legs again. So as you can see from this energy circle, the horse's head is not held in position with the rein contact. It's actually the transmission of energy over the horse's back that creates the contact and gives the horse's head and neck the correct position. So to answer that question of where does a correct contact come from, it starts with the activity of the horse's hind legs. But now let's move on to discuss some indicators of a correct contact. So if the contact has been established correctly, then the horse will display the following positive indicators. So the horse will step forward into the contact and he will work through a supple pull. The horse will work over a raised and swinging back to allow that energy of the hindquarters to be transmitted into the bridle. And the horse will accept an elastic contact, quietly chewing the bit without the tongue being visible. And the pull will be the highest point, and the horse's nose will be slightly in front of the vertical or on the vertical in higher degrees of collection. Now, if the contact has been established correctly, then in the medium and extended paces, the horse will visibly lengthen the entire frame, including the neck, whilst continuing to stretch towards the contact. And if the rider rides a given retake, which is where the contact is yielded forwards for a step or two, then the horse's outline should be maintained without change. And this proves that the horse is in self-carriage and that he's not being held in a false outline solely by the rein contact. And lastly, if you have a correct connection with your horse, then the horse will seek to take the contact forward and down when the rein is lengthened in movements such as the free walk on a long rein and when asked to allow the horse to stretch. Now, in contrast to that, if the contact has been established incorrectly, then the horse will display the following negative indicators. So the horse's nose may come behind the vertical. The horse could drop the contact altogether and duck behind the bit. The horse could open his mouth and come against the contact, and he could also result in head shaking or head tilting. Now also, it's important to note that an incorrect contact can also be displayed by the rider having loose reins with the contact abandoned. So the rider may think that they've got a light contact, when in actual fact they've got no contact at all, and they provide the horse with nothing to stretch into. So although, yes, it is incorrect for the rider to force a contact on the horse and to take too much of a hold with the reins, on the flip side, it's also incorrect for the rider to have these loose and looping reins, because then the horse has nothing to stretch into, and therefore correct connection cannot be created. So then the question is, well, how do you actually go about establishing a correct contact? Well, to help you out even further, here are three basic steps that you can follow. So step number one is that you first need to aid your horse with your legs sufficiently so that he moves enthusiastically forward in a good rhythm with energy and at a suitable tempo. So the tempo should be brisk but not quick. In other words, you need to check out the previous podcast episode that we've done on rhythm, and you need to be able to tick all the boxes within that episode. But whilst you are trying to establish this good forward rhythm, don't be tempted to push your horse beyond the speed and energy where he can still comfortably find a reasonable balance, because a decent contact may still be established without a great degree of impulsion, provided that the horse is responsive to your leg aids. And then we move on to step two, which is, as you are doing step one, you need to receive the power that you've created with your legs, and you need to receive that in your hands with a secure elastic contact. So there should be no loose and looping reins and no pulling back or fiddling. You need to allow the horse to stretch into the contact and to connect with the bit. So the energy needs to flow over your horse's back from your horse's hind legs to your contact. And for this to happen, your horse must be able to demonstrate a reasonable amount of lateral suppleness, longitudinal suppleness, suppleness of the joints, and mental suppleness. So again, in other words, you need to check out that previous podcast episode of suppleness, and you need to be able to tick all of those boxes. And then we get to step three, which is to further improve the contact in your horse's balance. You can use half halts, transitions, and school movements to encourage the hind legs to come more underneath the horse so that his forehand becomes lighter and more mobile, and therefore promoting self-carriage. So that about wraps up the three basic steps that you need to go through when establishing a correct contact. But before we wrap this podcast episode up, we're just going to give you five other tips and things to note about contact. So the first one is about forward-thinking hands. So you need to always have a feeling of pushing your horse towards the contact. So that's forward-thinking hands, rather than pulling back from the contact, which would give you backward-thinking hands. Now, a good way to do this is for you to think that the rein contact comes up the reins and it terminates in your elbow, with the hand as a modifier en route. Now, with this concept, pulling back on the reins can become a thing of the past, because the elbows should never move behind the rider's body, and as a result, the energy circle is never blocked by the rein contact. So always focus on having forward-thinking hands and imagining the energy coming up the reins and stopping at your elbows. Now moving on to point number two, and this is that the contact will develop. So although the contact should remain steady and even, it will, and it does, vary from horse to horse. It's even different at different training levels with the same horse, and it will develop as you and your horse progress. The contact will also change during different movements, such as transitions and half halts, when it may be momentarily firmer. But in essence, you will never come to the end of developing a good contact and connection with your horse. And as you continue to move up the scales of training, the contact will continue to improve and will continue to develop. Now, point number three is to create no blockages. So for the contact to be established correctly, that energy must be allowed to flow over the horse's supple and swinging back. Now, if you as the rider block this energy by possibly gripping with your knees or tightening through your seat, balancing from the reins, or not following the horse's movement with a supple and balanced seat, then a correct contact cannot be possible because you will block that energy over the horse's back. So if you are having trouble in establishing a correct contact or getting your horse to seek the contact, make sure that you have created no blockages. Right, and then for point number four, we want to talk about contact in young and novice horses. So if you are training a young or a novice horse, it's important to be aware that they might not have the relative engagement and balance to stay connected and on the bit for long periods. They may briefly come off the contact, either too low or too high, but they'll quickly find the aids again and they'll reconnect. And with intelligent and sympathetic riding, this is okay and it is to be expected. So try not to focus too much on the outline and instead just concentrate on having the horse working forward over his back and swinging along without resistance or tension. And just keep your hands steady, light and even, and the horse will eventually gradually become sufficiently strong enough to maintain the connection for longer periods. Now also, in the early days, it's best to keep training sessions short to prevent muscle soreness and fatigue, because it's requiring the horse to use muscles that maybe he's not really used much before. And lastly, point number five is to remember to balance the aids. So don't fall into the trap of cramming your horse between stronger leg and stronger rein aids. You need to balance your leg aids with the energy that you are receiving in your hands. Remember that we want to ride the horse to the contact, but we don't want to push too much as to drive him through the contact. So to wrap this episode up, hopefully you can see that contact is not something that happens just between the rider's hands and the bit. Instead, it has to be part of this circle of energy where both the horse and rider's entire bodies are involved. Now, in essence, a correct contact is created by the transmission of energy from the horse's hindquarters over the horse's back, which results in the horse stretching towards the bit and seeking a contact with the rider's hand. Now, ultimately, a good contact is the result of correct training. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.